100 years ago today, Benjamin Spock was born. You can't help wondering how his mother raised him without the book he wrote as a grown-up, baby in childcare. It became the Bible for American parents. 600 pages of advice from a respected pediatrician. Commentator Jennifer Nesline edits a magazine for mothers and says Spock's message resonates today, sort of.
Trust yourself. You know more than you think you do. Benjamin Spock began his famous parenting book with this vote of confidence. He basically said, listen, it's you and me, sister. But since I went to med school, I'm going to tell you what I know. In her new book, Raising America, Anne Hulbert calls Spock the confiding companion whom suburbanizing mothers yearned for. Over 50 years later, Spock's book has never gone out of print, though it has been revised several times. Meanwhile, parenting advice has mushroomed into an industry. Plug parenting into an online bookstore and you'll get over 23,000 titles, from Secrets of the Baby Whisperer to The Explosive Child. Spock usually offered a variety of fixes to our everyday childcare mysteries, but today's experts tend to give one patented solution. The problem is, the village still can't agree on how to raise the child. In the magazine I edit, Brainchild, there's enough Clash of the Experts material to run a regular feature about it. We call it the unhelp desk. Is it okay to drink when you're pregnant? America's pregnancy authority says lay off the booze. England's expert says limit yourself to 10 small drinks a week. Is your child bouncing off the walls? Cut out the sugar, says one expert. Another says there is absolutely no link between sweets and hyperactivity. Advice can quickly harden into law. You would not believe the mail we got when we ran an essay about natural parenting, a philosophy that endorses wearing babies in slings, sleeping next to your kids, and extended breastfeeding. Our writer questioned how natural these practices really are and suggested we'd all be better off raising our kids in whatever way works for us, natural or otherwise. She got love letters and hate mail. Two men wrote a letter where they likened the author's decision to breastfeed for only 5 months to slipping a plastic bag over a baby's head. Who are these people? Do they really think advice books should be followed to the letter? Apparently, even Spock didn't follow his famous advice to just enjoy your kids. In his biography, his two sons call him a distant and critical father. Most people aren't textbook parents either. In fact, more mothers than I can count have told me they've stopped buying advice books altogether. They were getting megadoses of guilt when what they really needed was a girlfriend, another mother to say, I hear you, lady. I went through that too. My advice to today's expert industry? Trust us. We know more than you think we do.
The comments of Jennifer Nesline, co-editor of Brain Child, the magazine for thinking mothers.